Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
Well, for the second week in a row, I truly am a lucky boy. I'm joined once more by Steph Moon.
Yay,
hello,
Ben.
How are you doing?
Really good, thanks, Ben. Really good.
Fabulous. Isn't it great that it's finally springtime?
Oh, you know what? It makes sense when you see those little lambs bouncing around in the fields.
It's, indeed.
Spring is here now, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. So what kinds of foods are we looking forward to in spring?
Well, you know what? For me, the thing I love most about spring, well, there's two things, really. One is the lamb, because spring lamb can't be beaten, in my humble opinion. And the other is asparagus. And I love asparagus. Now, that's not in season just yet, but it's on its way. So the minute it arrives, I shall be all over it.
Excellent. It's all to look forward to.
Oh, absolutely. And I think what's great about spring is it's the lushness. I mean, the kitchen garden is just bright green and lush, and everything's growing. Everything's doing well. Mm-hmm. And after the winter we've just had, don't know about you, Ben, but it's about time we had a bit of good news.
Absolutely. No, I'm ready for spring, following the beast from the east and all the snow we were having.
Oh, dear me.
Hopefully the worst of it's over.
Absolutely. I think it is. And I think, you know, now we're sort of here in spring, and let's enjoy it, you know.
Absolutely. So you've bought me, on that theme, a spring salad.
Well, what I thought, because last week we were duck and we were biryani, it was quite a heavy dish and spicy. This is quite the opposite. It's quite light. It would make a great starter, a great snack, a great lunchbox sort of thing, anything like that. And it's a bit of a play on a Caesar salad. Now, a classic Caesar salad has cos lettuce, it has anchovies, it has parmesan, it has chicken and bacon and all that sort of thing in there. And garlic dressing. Now, this one is a little bit different because it's quite vegetarian in its makeup. You've got there some Yorkshire Darma cheese, which you're about to eat, which is that's an award-winning cheese, and it's sort of squeaky, a little bit squeaky cheese. Mm. They call it the squeaky cheese. Mm-hmm. And what I've done is I've mixed it with some flour, some egg and some breadcrumbs, and I've almost made... They looked a bit like fish fingers when they were in the pan, but with the Yorkshire Darma cheese, and it keeps its shape. It's not a bit unusual to pan fry cheese, but actually, this is what this is designed to do. It's designed to be cooked.
I was about to ask how you'd cook that, because it looks fabulous, but it is still nicely in shape.
Yeah, and then mix that with the sort of garlic parmesan type dressing, which is almost mayonnaise like. The easiest way to make the dressing is to mix mayonnaise with some crushed garlic and some parmesan cheese, and a little bit of fresh lemon juice in there, salt and pepper, and that's your dressing. If you're having a vegetarian version, if you're having the traditional Caesar salad, you would put anchovy in there, which is a bit unusual. Now, this one, I've gone veggie for this, so we've got some springtime flowers, because Flower Show will be with us in a month in Harrogate, and I'm a big fan.
Beautiful. They look really, really beautiful. Oh,
and as chefs, we love edible flowers. You know, we really do. I think they look very pretty, and they taste nice. And what they say with edible flowers is just nip the backs off and don't use those.
Right, so it's just the petals.
Yeah, so... And then in there as well, because it's almost like a Caesar salad, I've popped in some of the vegetarian parmesan cheese. I've got some, actually got some medjool dates. You know, like at Christmas when you have those dates?
Yes.
Yeah. Not the type that you go out with on a Friday night. These are the type that go in a salad. And the thing with medjool dates is I like to sort of rip them down, so the little strands of dates, and I think they add a really rich, deep, taste. And then we've got the little crispy baby carrots on the top there, which we've paneed in the flour, egg and breadcrumb like the cheese. So it's a veggie thing, and it's probably a good job Will's not here, because he's not really a veggie, but you seem a bit more up for this, Ben.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, it's absolutely wonderful, because, you know, I try to be healthy. I don't do very well, but I try, and this is proof that you can make something that's, you know, very healthy but still a very, very very satisfying,
fresh,
very tasty.
And quite filling, really, because the cheese and the carrots there and the dressing and everything, you know, it, and the dates, actually, they all mix together quite well to make a really good, nice flavoured Caesar, a play on a Caesar salad, you know.
Absolutely.
About 3 months ago, I was in Las Vegas on holiday, and I got to eat a Caesar salad at Caesar's Palace.
Oh,
I mean,
perfect.
That's pretty cool. You
that's
must
as
admit.
Caesar's as it gets.
It really is.
Wonderful. Well, as fabulous as ever, thank you so much, Steph. And hopefully I'll get to be back soon trying even more of what you're bringing in.
Oh, cheers, Ben. Lovely to work with you.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week. On Stay FM.